Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting 8th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mostill for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball four. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Clancy moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive towards first. Burns catches it and steps on first to double up Metzler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lind scores. Langford moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Langford tags and scores. Sewell tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0. Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Calm moves to second. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy takes first base on ball four. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-1 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lind strikes out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Langford takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Langford moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Com reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kahm moves to third. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy strikes out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Langford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Lind moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lind trying to get to home. Mostill throws the ball into McCurdy who tags Lind who's trying to score from second, for the out. Langford moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Langford scores. Burns scores. Summa moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Summa scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Roy Wilson now pitching. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-2 in the game. Schott takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Hodapp scores. Sewell moves to third. Schott moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. McCurdy fields it and throws to first for the out. Langford moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Langford moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern pinch hits for Harry McCurdy. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Ma still moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Buck Redfern now playing second base. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schott bunts towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Krause and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Langford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to third for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mann pinch hits for Roy Wilson. Johnny Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.